Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're starting a study through the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, Corinth was the center of commerce. It was also the center of corruption and immorality. Within the city, at its highest point, stood the temple of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and pleasure. And within that temple, history tells us that there were hundreds upon hundreds of temple prostitutes who at night would go down into the city and they would do their thing among the sailors and businessmen of the city. The place was so immoral that the town name became a verb. To Corinthianize meant to engage in sexual immorality. If you were known as a Corinthian girl, it meant that you were a prostitute. And in Acts chapter 18, Paul walks into this city. As Providence would have it, he meets a couple from Italy, Aquila and Priscilla. They had just recently been kicked out of Italy, so they shared in Paul's ability to be removed from places. And they were also tent makers and Christians, which made Paul happy because he was a tent maker and a Christian as well. So Paul sets out to make tents and he's preaching whenever he could. And then Silas and Timothy show up. And if you read that text carefully, you'll see that when Silas and Timothy show up, Paul begins preaching full time. But as his preaching increases, so does the hostility against Paul from the Jews. And you can almost see the expression on Paul's face. Not again. Is it time for me to leave this town? Am I about to be hauled into court? Am I going to be beaten, mocked? What's it going to be this time? But then Paul had a vision from God. And God says, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking. Don't be silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many people in this city." Well, the last thing you need to tell a crazy preacher who's willing to endure prison and punishment is, "Go on preaching and you will be safe." That'll make a bulldog want to break his chain right there. So Paul stays in Corinth for 18 months. And then he leaves for Ephesus. And while Paul is in Ephesus, he received some reports about the Corinthian church that were unsettling. This was the occasion for that very first letter that you read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Sometime after that letter, he hears from Chloe's people that divisions and factional roots were setting in and beginning to split the church. So if you were Paul and you were sitting down to write this letter, what would you say? What would your tone be? Sexual immorality, brothers lining up to the courthouse to sue other brothers, heresy, fractures, and cliques setting up against one another in this church. This looks nothing like the church and everything like the world. So what would you write to them? How would you approach this church? If your grown children were a part of this church and part of the cause of the controversy, how would you speak to them? If this was your buddy in another town or a close girlfriend of yours, what would you say and how would you express it? Now, go and read the first 9 verses and see if it matches what you might write or say, and then come back on Thursday as we dig deeper into this letter. Why Thursday and not Wednesday? Because tomorrow we will hit the pause button on 1 Corinthians to introduce Worldview Wednesday. Each Wednesday, we will take a break from our study to consider more acutely the issues of worldview, so you will not want to miss tomorrow. But when you pray today, please remember Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also remember the Maasai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.